Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and today we have with us Phil Hess. He is from Mindful Sourcing, and we are talking about the Nutrigold product line. He is a national products broker and educator. He was in the pharmaceutical industry for a number of years. We had him on a prior show. This is the second part, and it's talking about supplements that are maximized for quality, and it's part two, supplements quality maximized, part two, if you're listening to the podcast, so you can catch it again. And we had talked a little bit about and kind of rushed through because we were running out of time, and we kind of rushed through the different vitamins that are synthetic. And I wanted to go into more detail because I think some of you out there may want to actually look for a few of these and look on that label, and then you can say, oh my gosh, you know, this one is synthetic. I need to stay away from it. Probably all the other ones in the formula are synthetic too. And synthetic vitamins, as we know, can cause a lot of problems, can't they, Phil?
They absolutely can. Wow. But moreover, you know, what's happening now is, you know, studies have shown that when people get their vitamins from food,
right,
food vitamins actually confer a real health benefit.
Yeah, they're whole. They're bioavailable. Yeah. Right. They're not what I call synthetic, and I like to just call them plastic. You're going to get a much better benefit out of a real whole apple, preferably organic, to get rid of all the toxins and pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. You're going to get a lot more benefit out of eating a real apple than a plastic apple. They may look the same. They may put a little fragrance in the plastic, so they may smell the same, but they're not going to do the same thing for your body. In fact, the plastic apple's probably going to be hard on your body and cause more harm than good. Back in go ahead, hon. Go ahead.
I like that analogy, by the way.
Okay. Oh, that's why I use it. Yeah, I try. We try to have fun. All right, buddy. I almost called you hun there. That I've been at a trade show, and I've been, and I'm kind of a real friendly kind of guy with everybody. I guess maybe I'm so friendly I'm politically incorrect, but that's okay. I'm happy. Anyway, and I think everybody else is too, but one of the early studies, and that was the alpha-tocopherol and beta-carotene, the ATBC study. We heard years ago that, vitamin A and vitamin E actually lead to more lung cancer and more deaths. Well, if you look real closely at the study, this is back in 1994. So it's like, last century. And I still have some doctors that will say, vitamin E is bad for you. And I'm like, did you really look at the study? Because what they used was the DL alpha tocopherol, the darn lousy vitamin E. And they used a synthetic form, the beta carotene synthetic form of vitamin A, not the one. And I think we've talked about this before from the Danella. There's different algaes, different sources, carrots, of course, the whole food, very good sources of the vitamin A. And then, of course, the vitamin E, a lot of it comes actually from soy. There are other great sources, annatto, and, there's a lot of different sources for vitamin E, and I don't think we have the time to get into that. But there are study after study. Again, they did another study on vitamin A, and again, it was synthetic, and it didn't turn out well. And they were saying that, no amount of vitamin A from food produced from any ill effects. This included consumption, which contained up to 30,000 IU. So the results, basically, that there was a greater incidence in the women of having a child with birth defects, but they were using synthetic vitamin A in 95. Again, beta carotene again in 1996, they were using synthetic. So there was a greater increase in the lung cancer, and eventually, there are a lot of other studies that show, and I think, I don't know if you want to point out any, but like on the B vitamins, the folic acid, we know that can be a problem. What you want to really look for is folate. Can you give us any more heads up on some of these studies? And I know selenium's another one, Phil.
Yes, selenium, folate. I mean, modern science, to its benefit, has actually created some interesting compounds in the laboratory, one of which is actually called methylfolate. You remember methylfolate?
Yes.
Methylfolate, which is the biologically active form of folic acid.
Right. And we sell tetramethylfolate, or there's a branded quadrifolate that's for people that have MTHFR, methylene tetrahydrofolic reductase enzyme deficiency, and now I'm talking Greek, but MTHFR, I had a customer go, oh yeah, that's the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday disease. I'm like, yeah. MTHFR, one way to remember that. But it can cause a lot of major chronic disease and illness that a lot of people are actually diagnosed with, and that's not the issue. They actually have MTHFR, and once they address that, and get their B vitamins and those channels going, they feel so much better and things really turn around. But so, yeah, I know you were in the industry and involved in the pharmaceutical with the methylfolate. Tell us a little more about that. That's interesting.
You know, it was interesting because we brought this to market about 10 years ago, and up to that point, maybe even longer, maybe 15 years ago.
Right.
Anyway, initially, we brought MTHFR to market as a as an antidepressant augmentation agent.
Okay.
To be given with a drug to make the antidepressant drugs work better. Because basically what happens is methylfolate is the biologically active form of folic acid.
Right.
And people who have this mutation really can't really break folic acid down efficiently.
They can't metabolize it. Right. Right.
Right.
They can't
and
use
methylfolate, it. Yeah. Methylfolate is the form of folic acid that crosses the blood-brain barrier. Uh-huh. And gets into the brain. Once there, it helps with the production of the methylation cycle, which leads to the production of your neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine.
Right, and also methylation is also very important in detoxifying your body, too. There's other mechanisms, too, the whole methylation process.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right.
So very important.
Right.
So what happens is the idea behind the methylfolate was to, when it was more initially marketed as a medical food, was to make the antidepressants work better and at a lower dose so as to minimize the side effects.
Right.
Interestingly enough, the doctors that I called on back in the day, they would throw me out. They just thought it was hocus pocus. They thought it was a really interesting discussion about biochemistry and genetics, but they would not buy into it. They were just really resistant. But there were a few that were willing to try it. And then what happened was those few doctors that did try it saw a dramatic improvement in their patients that were suffering with chronic depression. And
okay.
All they did was add this methylfolate to their regimen. And it was a complete changeover. And it kind of grew that way. It kind of grew through trial and error and experience and word of mouth amongst these psychiatrists.
Okay.
Then beyond that, what happened? You know, the company itself, it was a company called PamLab back in the day.
Uh-huh.
They did have a clinical trial based out of Harvard University with 100 patients, and once that study was concluded. The patients in the study on the methylfolate there was such a significant improvement in their depression that doctors at that point started to realize it, and prescribe more of it.
Wow.
Sometimes it just takes a little bit of they have a high bar, standards.
They have standards, and they don't like to change the standards because then they have more liability, too. There's a lot of pressure
totally.
There.
There's a lot of angles going there.
Oh, yeah.
But in
yeah.
the end, what happened is you have a natural product that you sell in your store.
Right.
And by the way, Nutrigold's B vitamin is actually methylfolate.
Yeah, that's it's all, again, this is what we're talking about. You have, and that would really be beneficial. Again, talk to your qualified healthcare practitioner. But if you have MTHFR, and I'm not going to get into the details, there's two genes involved. It's a lot more complex. Dr. Ben Lynch and Amy Yasko are kind of the leading doctors. There's, I think, a Dr. Andrews. There's a lot of doctors that are involved in it now. And actually, Dr. Lynch is getting to be a good friend of mine. I might even get him on the show here. But using, and I've seen it, using these natural, what we call bioavailable or reduced, ready-to-go supplements, vitamins, you're going to get a much greater benefit. So you have a B that's bioavailable, that's ready to go, and this is what we're talking about. Because if you get just the synthetic folic acid, a lot of people, and they're finding even in the prenatals, some, and particularly a mother that has MTHFR and she's taking the synthetics, it's going to make her sick. I've encountered that a few times. I've had a few of my customers that were pregnant and they were on prenatals and they're like, the prenatals are making me sick. And I looked at it, I'm like, well, yeah, because you're eating plastic. I mean, you know, it's synthetics. and you can't metabolize it. And it's creating, actually, it's probably causing more harm than good. A real quick note, choline. Choline is extremely important for brain defects and so forth. The prenatals are, I think the FDA just came out with, what is it, 450 milligrams. And I think you have choline in your supplement. I think you realize the benefits of that. So there's some new things that are coming out. We're realizing we're needing more and more of certain vitamins. They're not in our diet. They're depleted. We see that a lot with, you know, everything from iron to magnesium to selenium's just not anywhere anymore. And it is essential. It's a catalyst even for vitamin E. So that's why a good quality multi that has naturals and not synthetics, like from the company that you're representing, the Nutrigold, is extremely important. And of course, at Merryman, that's what we look for. We look for this high quality and low cost. Now, I'm doing a lot of talking here, but I wanted you to tell me a little bit about the clean label. There's 12 additives that you avoid in your supplements, which is a lot. And I guess we could, I'll list them off. Maybe you could talk about a few of them, but magnesium stearate, I think we've talked about that. That's kind of a gray area because I've read some research that you're still getting magnesium and it's from stearic acid, which is, I think, what is that, found in milk and so forth? And in some
well, it's found in vegetables. But
yeah, vegetables,
about
right.
But the thing is, well, stearic acid, relatively harmless. When you combine magnesium to it, you change the whole property of it.
Okay.
So what happens is it's not the same, and it's bound to stearic acid. And what a lot of manufacturers are using that for is for a lot of different reasons.
Lubrication, anti-caking, fillers, yeah.
Yeah, anti-caking and all these different things. Because you got to remember, when you're punching out,
a tablet.
50 caps, 50 tablets or tablets in per second.
It gums up the machinery.
Heat, humidity, all of these things build up.
Yep.
So these things are there to protect it, right?
Right.
So Nutrigold really shifted the paradigm away from MagSteri a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago, and we use a rice concentrate instead.
Oh, okay. You found something more natural.
Exactly. We use rice concentrate, and you'll see rice concentrate on some of our bottles, and some of our bottles you won't see anything. There's nothing in there.
Wow.
No. So if you don't see rice concentrate, wherever we would have to use magnesium stearate, we use rice concentrate. Because now rice concentrate it does the same thing. It's not as efficient. You can't put that as many pills as quickly through a machine, but we really prefer to use something that's food derived than something that doesn't have a resemblance to food, because you just never know. We don't know what long-term magnesium stearate yields, so we would rather err on the safe side.
Right.
So what could be safer than using something like that, a food source during the manufacturing process?
Okay, I'm going to go through these, and you feel free to interject, but I'm going to go through these. You kind of hit on some good points here, but the next one up would be titanium dioxide, which could be possibly carcinogenic. And again, it's used as a coloring or a thickening agent. And all of these are synthetically processed or from a synthetic process. Mm-hmm. Sodium benzoate, that's a preservative. It's possibly carcinogenic. And I know sometimes the FDA requires that in liquids and so forth. And you have to go through rigorous testing to get that out for them not to demand that. Their thinking is, well, they'd rather you get cancer from the sodium benzoate than die sooner from, some type of pathogen that would be in there, maybe a bad bacteria or something. Ascorbic acid, that's vitamin C. I don't think people realize high GMO risk. It can be made from corn. It's synthetically processed, and a lot of times they'll put that in as what, a preservative stabilizer? Soybean oil, lecithin. I'm not really too much against that. I think it's okay, but there's a high GMO risk, and your company has decided, and people have allergies with that. I have a lot of customers that really like to stay away from the soybean, even the fermented. Some of them have that are really sensitive. They'll have issues even with the fermented soybean, which you would think the proteins are changed, but that's what would cause that specific allergy. But then again, some of them have issues. Silicon dioxide, silica, i.e. sand or glass, it's harmful in high doses, and it's a synthetic additive. Sorbitol. I always kind of, because there's one company that has maximized their curcumin product. It's only in there about 4% maybe, and they're using polysorbate, which is basically sorbitol in a fat. They bound a fat with sorbitol, which makes anything very water soluble. So you get a real high blood level of the curcumin in your blood, but we don't really think it's going into the cell. And I actually interviewed a doctor on that, and it's questionable. So I'm glad to see you take the sorbitol out, which is basically an artificial sweetener. It's a sugar alcohol, isn't it? Like maltitol. So it's one of the ones that's not that great. Cornstarch, again, GMO, allergies, can be dangerous at really high doses, but you would never get that in a pill. Citric acid, again, high GMO risk. Shellac. Now, isn't that a petroleum product?
It uses a coating, don't they?
Yeah. A lot of times I'll see baker's coating or candy coating. I always wonder about that. You know, that's kind of what you use on your car, I think, to make it shinier. Put on your, use shellac on your furniture. So, okay.
Well, it could slow the digestion process down too, you know?
Right. Yeah, that would be like maybe a barrier or something. But yeah, and it delays the disintegration. But there's a lot of other better, what we would call an enteric coating that would do a lot better job. Corn maltodextrin, again, that's a filler, high GMO risk, high allergy risk. And a lot of times there's a lot of problems. In fact, they're taking all the corn and soy out of the dog food. So you kind of wonder there, what's going on? Because all the dogs are getting sick and your pets. And so they're like, well, this is, this doesn't have any fillers, no corn or soy or wheat or whatever. And then you're kind of wondering, they're doing that for our pets, but we're still eating tons. Carrageenan, I think that is been very controversial. They think it does induce inflammation, and I think it's possibly carcinogenic. So I'm going to go through these really quick. If anybody wants to write them down, these would be the things to look for that you will not find in the Nutrigold line. Magnesium stearate, titanium dioxide, sodium benzoate, ascorbic acid, sorbitol, soybean oil lecithin, silicon dioxide or silica, cornstarch, shellac, corn maltodextrin, citric acid, and carrageenan. Those are kind of the things that you might not look for, and they're very common in the industry, used as preservatives, fillers, binders, anti-caking, disintegrants, emulsifiers. There's a lot of artificial colors, flavors, and sweeteners, and then again, the lubricants too. So again, there's a number of reasons here. Did you want to get into the reasons? And you kind of did, why you would avoid magnesium stearate and stearic acid.
Well, because you can. I mean, the thing is, you can avoid all of these things if you want to. The reason why companies use them is because they're less expensive. And, that's a business decision. We prefer to deliver a product to our customers that is absolutely clean. We don't when we're delivering products and we're formulating products, we're formulating them for our families. And if we don't have to use these products, we don't. And we really don't have to.
Well, and your whole product, this whole product line, and again, I know you're the broker, I just say yours, but this product line that you represent, that you're educating on, fits into the Merryman paradigm or scientific way of thinking. High quality, low cost. The costs on these products, you've got to come and check them out at Merryman. The costs are unbelievably low. It's like, how can this be this high quality? But your company has done a lot of things to be, very economically, running and still sustainable and all of that. And, I'm sure you sell large quantities, so that always helps. But you've also go ahead.
We're a family-owned company. Company.
Yeah, so you're not trying to get rich quick.
Well, we're independently owned, and what that means is we could be true to our vision.
Less overhead, right.
Less overhead.
Right.
And moreover, we believe, our philosophy is everyone walking through the doors of a health food store should be able to afford, if you will, a high-quality, certified organic, non-GMO product without binders and fillers at a price that's affordable. We don't want that to be out of reach for anyone.
Right.
And that's our driving philosophy. Make the best product that's clean, use the use ingredients from proven ingredient manufacturers, and these products will perform. They'll do beautifully, and they'll do incredibly well without all the binders and fillers.
Right, and sometimes you pay a little more for that, but in the long run, maybe it's cheaper, like your curcumin C3 complex, your Kenica products, the CoQ10, the Supra Citramax, Synopsa NC, NKO Original, Astereal, 7-Keto, the Aquamin, Magnesium. These companies, they spend a lot of money on research and development, and then they are the primary ingredient suppliers to a company like yours that puts it all together in a formulation. And sometimes I've seen companies like yours actually sell the product just naked or straight, just the actual branded product. But again, a lot of people think that, when you get a branded product, you're going to pay a lot more. But I have found that it's an insurance of quality. And I know another company called Now Foods that you're familiar with, they have a lot of branded products. And people are like, oh, your stuff's generic and so forth. No, they're selling the leading clinically studied brand. Sometimes you can get into a generic, but I'm seeing more and more companies use the branded. And I think in the long run that they're really good. There's something here that I just want to read about the proven ingredients that is coming from, actually it was the president of Taproot, a PhD. It says the industry is coming of age and companies are starting to fall into one of two camps. The one that makes solid products with real evidence that they do what they say that they do. And then the other one that doesn't. So again, high quality, low cost. And again, we push on alternatives that work. They have to do what they say. And again, you conduct like 8 times the number of quality tests. You basically don't use anything that's unsafe or chemical additives. It's independently verified. We really like that. And you use proven ingredients, branded ingredients. Now, let's get into accountability, Phil. Going to make you accountable, buddy.
Wow.
Accountability is the glue that ties commitment to results. And what have you done for accountability? I know there's a chain that you use. Can you tell us from all the way from the customer, from the grower to the customer?
From the growers to the customer.
Right. What are you doing? What are you guys doing?
Well, we're taking responsibility for food safety by demanding accountability from everyone along supply chain.
Okay, so we've
got especially the retailer.
So you basically got a grower, the raw material manufacturer, the brand, which usually puts that together, the retailer, which is us, and then the customer that buys the product.
Yes, everybody's accountable in the chain. And another thing, we won't accept anything that hasn't been checked out and run through a range of laboratory tests. And then once we receive that product, we run our own barrage of tests. So you're getting two sets of different tests. You're getting them from the manufacturer himself, and then we go out and we use independent labs, third-party labs, to verify their results.
Okay.
So it's like a two-party fail-safe system.
Well, and you also are using, and a lot of times, and we see this with a lot of products now, the independent, what we call independent certifying organizations like non-GMO, sustainable seafood, USDA organic, Friend of the Sea, IFOS, which is the International Fish Oil Standards, KO for kosher, the certified vegan. We can go on and on. Approved quality from Consumer Lab. And I'm seeing a lot of companies do. And then I think you're using the leading third-party labs. There's like 6 of them that you list, which is Chromadex, Eurofins, was it Covance?
Yep.
Alchemists and what's the Silkier?
Silkier and Silker. Genetic ID.
Yeah. And genetic ID.
Genetic ID.
That's one that when you get a botanical in, you can make sure it's really saw palmetto and not one of the other species or something. That is really important.
Not only that, but we use genetic ID labs also to ensure that that it's non-GMO, that it's truly non-GMO.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing, right.
At the molecular level with genetic ID labs.
Awesome. So you're testing for identity, potency, microbial contaminants, heavy metals, residual solvents, residual pesticides, allergens. You're using third-party testing. You test for over like 70 pesticides, 48 solvents, 4 heavy metals. You go way beyond a lot, even the aflatoxins. You go way beyond the FDA standards. And your product is and I never like to use the word cheap because it means it won't last, but it's inexpensive. It means you get the quality, but you just got a bargain. You just got a good price.
The term I like to use is value priced.
Value priced. I love that. Yes.
Value priced every day. And you know what's interesting, too, is we believe, you know, there's more than one product a customer may need to address whatever condition they're trying to deal with, right?
Right.
So
right.
Oftentimes, you know, with our curcumin, with our turmeric product, it's so affordable that you can add to it our fish oil. Because
right.
you know, when you're addressing inflammation, fish oil addresses.
And you need another product. Right. And I don't like to upsell. Now, one real quick thing. We're just about out of time. We want to talk about transparency. And again, your company says honesty and transparency make you vulnerable. Be honest and transparent anyway. And actually, that came from Mother Teresa. So on your herbs and botanicals, full spectrum, standardized, vitamins and minerals, whole food concentrates, food sourced. Your raw materials come from all over the world, but from the leading sources. Because, you know, I always tell people, well, you can't get cinnamon from Illinois. It just won't grow here. But you want to make sure it comes from the leading. And that's what it looks like. You're sourcing, like your milk thistle is from what, Spain? Your annatto is from India. I'm assuming your curcumin, your turmeric is from India. And each one of these companies has their specialty. I don't see anything from China. Oh, there's a little bit. Yep, there's some from China. But again, like green tea, well, that's where you would get the best anyway. Now,
right. Well,
here's the thing. Go ahead.
Here's the thing about our sourcing.
Okay,
We're transparent about it, right? We're transparent about it. I don't know how many companies you sell in your store, Mike. But is anybody out there telling you where they're sourcing their products from?
I kind of demand it, but you're very transparent with it, but I do demand it. And a lot of companies are getting good, but you're really good at it. I got to give you a kudo on that. Education, that's what we're doing right now. You do a lot of different things with the language arts, the mathematics, the science, the social studies, you know, basically where the product came from, the culture, what it did. Really good. You have education with integrity. I think we've covered about everything. We are out of time. Phil, this has been phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you. And, you know, I just love your store.
Oh.
I love your mission.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know any. I cover a wide, wide range of the Midwest.
Oh, I know. You're a big broker, right?
I don't know anyone that is more dedicated to natural healing than you. You know?
You made my day. Thank you, buddy. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Phil.
Okay, my friend. Thank you.
The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois. Give us a call at 217-429-1555.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.